You want to talk about how the NAACP was perceived then compared to now? What was the NAACP the premier organization, and did it have the degree of respect that you usually associate with an organization like this?
Yes, I think we did. There were naturally people who resented and resisted our program and the objectives we were setting up for not only for ourselves but for those who were to follow us in the community, trying to inspire them to be a part of an organization that had at that time fought for civil rights since 1909 and had through the local chapter since 1927 when they received their charter, and Arthur McCants was the first president. We were perceived by some people as being troublemakers, people who wished to have maintain the status quo. And we went on though and did succeed. We had a man named Reverend William Stevens was president of NAACP in 46, 47. And he used to, in his way, carry on the campaign, a personal campaign against segregation. He used to go down Fremont Street, go downtown, buy a Wall Street Journal, and walk into a restaurant and sit down at the counter. And this particular restaurant was run by a city commissioner named Bob Baskin. They would not serve him. And he would just sit there and read the Wall Street Journal. And eventually somebody would come in and sit there next to him at the counter and say, "Good morning, it was a nice morning, isn't it?" He said, and Reverend Stevens would reply, "Yes, it would be if they would serve me here." And then they'd say, "Oh, they don't serve you here?" And that would be, that was his, and he did that on a regular basis, and just, they never served him there. And he left town, he and his wife moved to Massachusetts. He went to Boston University to further his education, but he was president of the branch at that time. One of the other very satisfying things also was being involved with the Human Relations Commission. William Deutsch, who was an insurance agent, was the chairperson of it, and it was an interracial committee appointed by the mayor or city manager that came about as a result of the successful integration of the city and the county, and we were appointed, and it was not funded. There was no funding for it. We had no authority, but it was an advisory board that met monthly, and we heard complaints about segregation still existing in certain areas or certain places. We had a couple of ministers on the commission. The Bertha Johnson was on there. At various times, there were various people were named. And we did a lot of, we were effective in on one-to-one relationships where there were incidents, and it was all volunteer work on our part. but it was very satisfying. Sometimes we dealt with people who felt they were being discriminated in employment. Sometimes something about schools and the way the system was running, and parents felt that child was not treated justly. Those types of things. But as I say, we had no effect. It was just a matter of trying to mitigate these problems, and of course trying to get the publicity, keep bringing it to the floor in the paper as much as we could in the press. But those were two, I think, fulfilling experiences. Of course, as far as my personal life was concerned, my work life, I was, as I have said before, on the police force, Las Vegas police force, for about 3 years, 2.5 years. It was not a very satisfying experience for me. I'm just not cut out to be a policeman, but it mainly because of the segregation and the affront that I encountered at various times in the police department with co-workers as well as superior people in the department.